Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. Bill Skinner. We talked a couple of times about the financing. Me and Mike Johnson.
Of course.
We were waiting on the refinance, which is supposed to happen today. I think you touched base with me the other day, right?
I think last week we spoke briefly.
Okay.
Where you guys
Just a
at right
couple of
now?
things. Couple of things. One is the, you know what, can you just hold on 1 second? I'm sorry.
No worries.
1 second. Yeah, Pete? Okay. All right, so the refinance on Mikey's supposed to happen today. He's actually getting his ex-wife off the deed. Got plenty of equity. He only owes, I think, like $35,000. It's worth almost $400,000.
Yeah,
So,
very good.
problem is, the wife is causing problems. She's always been a wacko. Ex-wife, actually. So, we don't know if the closing's going to happen today, and we really can't wait. We got to get going on this. The cruise ships are calling every day, the Hyatt Regency, so, couple of questions.
Shoot.
If the refi doesn't happen today, you said something, and we start going through with this, something about a soft pull on the credit. That's not a soft, if we're really going through it, it's a full credit inquiry. It's not going to be a soft pull, right?
We
That's probably
do.
just a pre-qualify.
We really only check from Experian, so it really is a soft pull. I don't think
Oh,
besides
okay.
that, and look, we look at the business credit, but that's obviously different. But yeah, we really only pull from Experian.
Okay, now the business credit, remember our issues here. It's a startup. The business account didn't even start till July 1. So we have to make sure that that's okay with the financing. I think we're looking at credit cards and equipment lease.
Yeah,
Now,
we do startups all the time. There are set limits to the amount of funding you can receive, depending on the
right.
situation and industry.
Okay. Well,
And
this
there's
industry is it's tourists. We're buying these six underwater scooters and we're going to rent them out to the tourists. It's not really, it's kind of a industry you don't hear every day.
I guess you could put it under like tourism management, but yeah, it's hard to put under one of those broad
Okay, because
industries.
here's the point. The boat, we had a lease thing on the boat that fell through. Oh, you know what, before I forget that, also the bank balance was always 10, 20, 30,000. Now it's always very low because we already had to start buying the tanks and everything else like that with the cash that was in the account. So I don't know if that affects anything. It's a low balance, but
When did you guys actually start up the business? Like, when did you file everything again?
I think it was June 3rd
June 3rd this year.
of this year. Started the bank account about July 1 of this year. But we're looking to raise as much as possible because now we have to buy the boat. Also, we have to buy a bus because we couldn't get a slip right in the middle of town whereas I wanted it. So we have to shuttle from the cruise ships up to Stock Island, which is not a problem. It's also free advertising because I'm going to wrap the bus with a picture of the
No,
underwater scooter
those
and
are
so
only
on and
like
so
four or
forth.
five grand, right? The wraps.
Well, it depends if I do a lease or buy, but the buses are, they're more like 20 or 30,000. That's used.
No, the wraps, the
So,
wraps.
oh, the wraps,
Yeah,
yes.
those things are great advertising. I've had a couple
Yeah,
people do them
absolutely.
very
Advertise every
cheap.
day. It doesn't cost you anything. So, in any event, instead of just needing 80 grand, we got to try and raise about 150. Now, I've talked to people up here, including our bankers and so on and so forth. And, you know, a lot of people are wanting to get involved with the financing. Now, the equipment lease part with you, it's a startup, 700 score. I don't know. The most, what are we looking at? Maybe 25,000 or something?
Yeah, for equipment, just starting up. I've sometimes seen them go up to 50 for like a trucking company. So you kind of never know with these things, as far as
Right.
just like what you're gonna get. Just out of prying, but I can tell you ballpark. If you're looking for 25,000 safely, that's probably definitely
Okay.
possible here.
Because this equipment is being sold to us for 75,000. The factory is in West Palm Beach. But again, these are underwater scooters. It's not like buying a truck. It's like, you know, it's very hard to put a value on it. You don't see these for sale anywhere. There's only a few locations in the entire world. So I don't know if your equipment leasing people are going to say, hey, you know what? I don't even consider this equipment, and we're not going to do it.
No, I exactly, which is just why you got to get, just go through the process of the application, kind of underwriting, do their thing. But
Right.
let me ask you something. How much, so you're looking for equipment financing for what piece specifically? Are we looking for the boat or for the scooters?
Scooters.
Okay, so how much is each individual one? Because that's kind of nice that if you're looking to say, get six of them for 25 grand, right?
It's about 13,000 each. It adds up to about 74,000, the bill. I have the invoice.
Okay, so that's nice that if there are 13,000, then we can do them incrementally. Say, we'll apply for the largest amount of equipment financing possible, but
Right.
say we can only get 50, or if we can only get,
Okay.
25, I'll tell them, we could bump it a little bit maybe to work with the numbers. And
Okay, so now the rest of the money needed. And, you know, again, this is just the start of a relationship, which is what we wanted anyway, because this is not just going to be, we're not in this for one location. So,
No, it's the bigger
that's
picture.
for one. For two, the rest of the money needed, you said you were going to do with the business credit cards. That would be the best way. Now, you know, I do business with
No, I'm
my,
not
go
sure. We
ahead.
should probably do a working capital loan, to be honest, on the first one. That's
Okay,
probably gonna be what we do. What?
you mean the equipment lease or working capital loan?
Working
Is
capital
that the
loan. So
same
we're
thing
gonna
as
actually do.
equipment lease?
Yeah, we're gonna do
Oh.
both of them actually. So just to kind of give you a quick refresher, we're gonna apply for an equipment financing loan, and then completely separately. And you don't have to take one or the other. You can take them both, or decide which one works.
Right.
And then completely separately, we're gonna do a working capital application. So maybe we
Okay.
can get you 25,000 in equipment financing, then maybe get you another 20 or 30,000 in just some
Right.
unsecured cash. So anything to kind of get the job done.
Okay, it's not credit card time, right?
No, not credit cards. It's
Okay,
actually a
'cause
termed loan.
we're going to try and raise more. So I just don't want to double hit anything. So as long as I know exactly what you're going for, and also I'd like to do it simultaneously
No, of
for
course, that's what we
common
do.
sense reasons. You know, if I do it on Tuesday and you go in for the equipment and the working capital on Friday, and your people see five inquiries, it raises a red flag. So we're going to want to do this same day. There's a chance, there's a good chance, after we get all this financing done within a few months, depending on what he does with the ex-wife, we might just go for a home equity line of credit, pay every, you know, pay everything off, and
No,
then
no,
do it again for the second location. I don't know, but
no. Yeah, well, that's a little bit down the road. But,
that's down the road. But in the meantime, so with the business credit cards that I'm doing, and maybe something with my personal bank, and you with the equipment leasing and the working capital, I'm assuming the best thing to do is to put all applications in on the same day.
Yeah, and then see what... Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So let's make sure. I'm going to do the complete application, all in full, everything. I already got 100% shares in Mike's name.
Perfect. I'm just going to have you fill out a new one just so it's all up to date and we don't run into any speed
absolutely.
Bumps.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even remember filling one out. Yeah. So. Is it the same application for both the equipment lease?
No, they're two different. They're two different one-page apps. They're really short. Pretty much the same information's
okay.
as.
Go ahead, but, email that to. Email that to me, and
let me see.
And
if
I'll find out. I'm meeting Mike today. He's a detective in New York City, so he's got a wild schedule.
It's kind of awesome.
Got him on. Yeah, they got him on wild
goose chase.
he was out all last night on some FBI thing. Anyway, he's sleeping on at Lieutenant's headquarters. Right now he's sleeping on a couch. So he's going to leave the city around 1:30. He's going to get back here around 2:30, 3:30, 4. There's an outside chance there will be a closing today. And if not, we're just going to sit together
tomorrow.
And make a game plan. So let's go ahead and
I'll get you what you need over.
Apps.
Yeah.
Don't pull credit yet. Don't.
No. I can't do any of that until yeah. You can give me the okay whenever you want me to do that.
Yeah, we're all gonna do this the same day so that my people don't have your inquiries, and your people don't have inquiries over here. It sounds like a game plan so far. Okay, very good. So go ahead and email
Alrighty.
That. I'll start filling out the apps and touch base later.
Alrighty, perfect.
Okay.
All right, take care, bro.
You got it.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.